A Wartime Family by Lizzie Lane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Curious eyes turned in the direction of the man in the gabardine trench coat. If anyone had been brave enough to look into his eyes, they would have seen they were the same colour as his coat. A sludgy hazel. Not bright. Not happy. If they'd had the guts to stop him and make conversation, they would have seen the hard line of his jaw, and perhaps heard him grind his teeth. No one did stop him. No one dared. He walked straight and tall, his steps measured, and his eyes missing nothing as he scanned the humble brick facades of houses built sometime in the 19th century. The workers who'd lived in them had worked at the cotton factory in Barton Hill, a working-class area in the centre of the old seaport of Bristol. They were small and cramped. Damp, too. Some doors were open. The smell of cabbage and meagre rations filtered out into the street. He wrinkled his nose. Even though he hadn't eaten for hours, the smells did nothing for his appetite. The street was moderately busy. Women stood in gossipy groups on the pavements. Small boys pedalled on makeshift bicycles. And girls with dirty faces pushed dolls' prams made from orange boxes. He felt their eyes on him. If he'd needed to, he would have asked questions. But he didn't. He knew the house number he wanted.